ओम शांति। सो ओम शांति वंस अगेन। When my name was announced today for conducting this class, I was thinking about the theme. What should I take? So I thought that the best would be the theme from today's Murli. Baba very often says this, that if you do that, what I ask you to do the same day, it has more strength and more power. It has special blessing, and then you can easily get the result, and that result will be multifold. So today I decided to take the theme of the age of ascension. Yes, this was the theme of today's Murli, that this is the age of ascension. I can imagine that most of you or all of you must have come across the situation when you were explaining knowledge to someone, and when you came on the theme of the cycle, many people get disturbed with the thought that what is the purpose of this coming and going? If anyway we have to become the same all the time, you know, we are just coming down and then going up and then coming down and going up, you know, it goes on rotating, the cycle goes on rotating identically. So what is the purpose behind it? So it's better not to come in the cycle at all in that case. Because human tendency actually is to progress. Human tendency is to evolve. And this is why people, when they listen to the spiritual knowledge, also say that it would be better if it would be a spiral, you know, you go on evolving, go on going higher and higher. And we explain to them that it is not a spiral, it is a cycle, where two ends meet, means which has no beginning and no end. And the spiral, you know, it may not have the beginning, you know, but it has a beginning, it may not be having the end. So it goes on. But we say it is a cycle. And actually, this theme of cycle can be understood very well when one understands what is soul. And that I am a soul. This is why Baba said today that when you become soul conscious, only then you can become Trikaldarshi. Did you note down today? Baba said in the Murli that when you become soul conscious, only then you can become Trikaldarshi. And Trikaldarshi means the one who knows three aspects of time. That is, not just knowing three aspects of time, but also understanding the significance of three aspects of time and using them in our life. That is the purpose of becoming Trikaldarshi. You know, one is just theoretical knowledge. There are many people who have a lot of theoretical knowledge, but when the question of bringing that theory into practice comes, you know, in the while they come into interaction, when this question comes in front of them, they are a failure. Because they do not know how to bring this knowledge into action. But we know that the knowledge which can be brought into action is the real knowledge. Otherwise, Baba uses for the person who has only theoretical knowledge, Baba uses the title for such a person, Kukkad Jnani. Kukkad Jnani means a Jnani soul, is soul who has knowledge but like a cock. You know, the cock crows, wakes up everybody, but after waking up everyone, he sleeps. So the one who has only theoretical knowledge is like a cock. or is like a pandit, the priest in the temple who says to others that do this and this would be the result. You must have heard that story. You know that story of the pandit? How many of you know the story of the pandit? Two. Only two? Three. Only three? Baba very often speaks about this story in the Murli, that there was a pandit, the priest, and he used to live on the other side of the river. And the village was on this side of the river. And the villagers, when they had to go to the temple, there was no boat sometimes. And sometimes these villagers would say that, what to do, there is no boat, and how can we come? And then the pandit would say to them, it does not matter if there is no boat. You just take the name of God. The name of God will become a boat for you, and jump in the river, and you will float and swim and go across the river. And so the name of God will become a boat for you. So the devotees believed in him, and every day they did like that. They would take the name of God, jump in the river, swim across the river, and reach the temple. So one day, the villagers wanted the priest to visit their village. And so the priest agreed, but when he came to the bank of the river, there was no boat. And the priest asked, where is the boat? The villagers began to look at him. So you told us that the name of God will become a boat for you, and we have been doing it every day. But now you want that if there is no boat, you don't want to go. So Baba says, the one who has only theoretical knowledge is like that pandit, who only explains to others, but when the situation comes to use that knowledge in his life, he cannot do it. So, but we are not pandits, we are not cocks. We are the truly jnani souls. And so, we explain to them that actually the understanding of the cycle comes thoroughly when there is the understanding of the eternity of the soul. Unless I realize myself that I am an eternal soul, I can't understand the cycle well. I cannot become Trikaldarshi. And once we have understood, we begin to understand that this is the only time, the only period, the only age, which is the age of evolution. Yes? From 0 degrees, we have to rise to 16 degrees perfection stage. We from a completely vicious level, we have to go to a completely viceless level. From the stage of no virtues, we have to become completely virtuous, right? So, and higher stage than this, 16 celestial degrees perfect, completely virtuous, completely viceless, for a human being cannot be. Can there be any higher stage than this? Higher than this stage is only the stage of God. And human soul cannot become God. So we know that only this is the time for evolution. Only this is the time for ascension. So we have to ascend. If we miss this time, then we can never ascend. This is why Baba loves the slogan very much. Which one? Now or never. Now or never. If you ascend now, good. If you don't ascend now, then you will never ascend. So the value of time, the significance of time, we need to understand. And so what I would like to say here is that this is the only time to ascend. And we are ascending. If we compare our present stage with that stage in which we were before coming to Baba, we do feel that we have come at a higher level, right? We have ascended. And moreover, Baba gives us such beautiful titles you know, like, for example, the most common title, that you are Raj Yogis. Even the word Raj Yogi, royal yogis. Raj Yogi means, Raj Yoga means the highest yoga. Higher than this is not there. You are Raj Yogis, the highest yogis. You are Brahmins, the top knot, the highest. Even higher than the deities. You are, today Baba said, the mothers are the rivers, the purifier rivers. And brothers, what title Baba gave to brothers today? Huh? Which one? Lakes? Which lake? What was the name of that lake? Naki Lake, no, isn't it? Not the Naki Lake. Which lake? Mansarovar. Baba said, brothers are Mansarovar. Gyan Mansarovar. It is about which lake? It is said that when you dip into that lake, you come out as an angel. See? So Baba gives us this title. Baba gives us that you are Pandavas or Shiv Shaktis, and Pandavas are shown to be very, very tall. And Shiv Shakti is very powerful. So, whatever Baba calls us, you know, our life should reflect that. Then we would be called truly Jnani souls. Truly Jnani souls. You know, when people talk about God, they say, God is truth. And they also say, His name is truth. What does it mean? His name is truth means what His name is, accordingly are His actions. It is not that His name is this, but He acts just opposite. This is called truth. So, I am called Raj Yogi, I am called Brahman, I am called Pandav, I am called Shakti, I am called a river or a Mansarovar or whatever. So, my life should reflect, you know, my actions, my behavior, my interaction should reflect, yes, I am this. Otherwise, we will be called like cocks or like that pandit. So we have a label, but actually we are not that. Like it has happened to the religions of today. Like somebody said that after Christ, there is no real Christian. The Christ was the real Christian. Because he did that what he said. And after that, only label, I am a Christian. But what was said is not followed in the life. Right? In the same way to any religion. And if we call ourselves Brahman, so is it just a label? Or I have the qualities of Brahman in my life? It is very important to check. I am a Brahman just because of this reason that I am following celibacy and I am eating pure food and so on. Okay, this is a very, you know, first level of a Brahman. But then higher, then higher, then higher. We are on a ascending phase. I should not remain a Brahman of the same level as I was, for example, when I was 1 year in knowledge. I am ascending. Yeah? So my stage of Brahman should also go on ascending. That means my understanding of purity should go on becoming higher, more and more, deeper. My understanding of pure food should go on becoming deeper, and it should come in my life. Yes? Then I am called a Brahman. Otherwise, just a label. Today Baba said, this is your highest religion. Brahman religion is the highest religion. So, I have to ask myself, am I truly a Brahman? Or just the name? It's very important. And am I really ascending? Brahman means, who is ascending? So therefore, it's very, very important to see and check every day that am I really ascending every day? my stage today should be better than my stage yesterday. The question of coming down should not arise at all, because it is not the age of falling. There should not be a question of even stopping. It is the age of ascending. So therefore, if I had this aim in my awareness, then no situations, no circumstances, no problems can shake me. You know, when yesterday we had this question answer session with Dadi, one thing which, you know, struck me very powerfully was that our main responsibility is what? Dadi said, you have no responsibilities. Baba had responsibility. So she asked, what is your responsibility? Nothing. And so, what is your responsibility? She was asking, you have no responsibilities. But your responsibility is to maintain your good stage. This is your responsibility. You have no other responsibility. This is the main responsibility. And if we are truly fulfilling this responsibility of maintaining our good stage, our elevated stage, means our powerful stage, then it would be very easy for us to put on the crown of responsibility. Because Baba says this, that at confluence age 2, you have to put on two crowns. The crown of light, that is crown of purity. And second, the crown of responsibility. Means responsibility for the world service. We are responsible for that. And Dadi says you have no responsibility. Baba says you have to put on the crown of responsibility. So how to combine these two points? That when we fulfill the responsibility of maintaining our elevated stage, our powerful stage, then this crown of responsibility is not heavy for us. It does not make us heavy. We don't feel burdened. Because then we consider ourselves to be a simple instrument and a trustee. Baba is doing everything. I am just an instrument in his hand. And today Baba said, in other words, you are kite and your thread is in my hand. I am making you fly. Have you ever flied the kite? You hold it and it flies. So Baba says, your thread is in my hand. In other words, Baba is the one who is getting the things done. I am simply the instrument. And when there is this awareness that I am the instrument, I am the trustee, then I have this experience, then you are so humble, then there is no arrogance, then so many others become your cooperative hands. Sometimes many Brahmins have this complaint that I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to do third, I have to do fourth. Nobody helps me. Nobody cooperates with me. Leave aside offering themselves, even if I ask them to do something, even if I ask them to cooperate with me, they don't cooperate. So they blame others. But the fact is that Baba says you cannot blame others. You cannot show your finger towards others. Because when you show one finger towards others, three fingers show towards you. So the thing is that you do not consider yourself to be a humble instrument when you become arrogant, thinking, I have to do this. I am doing this. Baba has made me the instrument. So underlined word is me, I, and not instrument. Then what happens is, nobody wants to cooperate. Okay, if it is your, do it. So So if I fulfill the responsibility of maintaining my elevated stage, then it becomes very easy to put on that crown of responsibility. That is, to do world service. Because without putting on the crown of responsibility, we cannot get the crown of sovereignty in golden age. They are connected. The bigger the crown of responsibility here, the bigger the crown of sovereignty there. So if I want to elevate, if I want to ascend, means the area of responsibility should go on increasing, but at the same time, I should go on becoming lighter. You understand the point? The area of responsibility increases and I go on becoming lighter. This is called ascension. If along with responsibility, I become more heavy, means I am not ascending. I am still at the same stage, but the responsibility has gone high, and so I am higher. If I go high, then I am not heavy. I am light. You understand the point? And so therefore, this is the main thing. The age of ascension means that I should go on making my stage higher and higher every day. Nothing can push me down. So now I want to ask you the question so that you also come up with some good points, because we are all on the same journey, on the same path, having the same destination. So I want to ask you that what are the signs of a soul who is ascending? Because you are all ascending, isn't it? What are the signs of that soul who is ascending? Always be content. Sometimes maybe there is false contentment. With me everything is okay. I don't need anything. Maybe, you know, sometimes laziness can be confused with contentment. No, it happens. You have heard that story. I am recalling so many stories today. And so once a man was having a basket of bananas, you know, small basket with bananas. He was sitting under a tree, and instead of selling it to the passers-by, these bananas, he was yawning and sleeping and all that. So once a man passed by and said to him, "What is this? Why are you sleeping? Why don't you sell your bananas?" He said, "Okay, I will sell my bananas. What will happen then?" He said, "So what will happen? You will have money, then you will buy more bananas." "Ah, okay, I will have more bananas, then what will happen?" "Then you will sell them more, then you will have more money. Then you, not only bananas, you can also buy apples and oranges and all that. Then, okay, I will have apples and oranges and bananas, then what will happen after that?" "Then you will sell them, then you will have even more money. Then you will not sell under a tree, you will have a shop of your own and you would be selling them." "Okay, if so what, if I would have a shop?" "Oh, you would become a shopkeeper, you would have a big, you know, then you would have more money, you would have a bungalow, you would have a car, and you would have servants." "And then, oh, so what if I would have a bungalow and a car and servants and so on?" "Then you would comfortably rest in your bedroom." He says, "I am doing that now. Why should go along all this process?" See, so there are some such people who have false contentment. You know, they don't want to do anything and they say they are contented. This is not called contentment. Laziness is also a vice, isn't it? So we should not confuse laziness with contentment, though contentment is a very good quality. It is the sign of a soul who is ascending. But it should not be confused with laziness, you know, and carelessness. Yes, any other? What would be the sign? Yes? Detachment. Detachment. Mm-hmm. Detachment. Yes, sister? Enthusiasm. Little louder, please. What did he say?
Tirelessness.
Tirelessness. So if he is ascending, there will not be any tiredness. Okay, very good. So let us, you are telling all the virtues, you know. It's very good. But I would like to tell you, you know, something little deeper. There is a very good two-line couplet in Hindi which says that the yogis, the saints' life is for others, and their organs, their senses are very cool, so that whenever anyone comes in their company, their senses also become cool. The saints and the yogis color them with their company and make their senses cool. We are Rajyogis. So if we are ascending, means we are coming close to our final stage. No, okay, we have not become 16 celestial degrees perfect. Maybe from 0 to 10, for example, or to 12, or to 14. Not completely viceless, but to a more extent I have conquered the vices. Not completely virtuous, at least I have imbibed this virtue. So I have to see that whether my senses have become cool. This is the sign of ascension. Or even now my senses betray me. My senses deceive me. Even now these words come out of our mouth that I did not want to say it, but I said it. I knew that this is wrong, but I still did it. If even now our senses are making us do wrong actions, what does it mean? At what level we are? We are at a very low level, isn't it? Baba says that not only your mouth, not only your senses should be under your control, but even your mind and intellect should be under your control. They are subtle, very subtle. If I am not able to control my senses up till now, so when will I train my mind and intellect? So the age of ascension means that my senses should not make me their slave. This is the first step. My eyes should not deceive me. They should not run here and there without reason. Yeah? The words should not come out of my mouth when they are not needed. But if it happens even now, means we are not ascending. We know that this is slavery, but we are still slaves. Why? Because there is not that attention. There is not that aim. Yesterday I asked Dadi the question that Baba, you know, this question was asked by many Brahmins. So I put this question to Dadi. That Baba always could see his future form in front of him. Why Brahmins are not able to see? All of us are not able to see so that clearly. Oh, I am going to become this. Baba used to say, one step more and I will become this. Why? It was very good answer that Baba did not see and did not listen to anything useless. And this is why he could see that what should he see. And we see, we listen, we speak useless, and so we don't see that what should we be able to see. This is why Baba has given us a very good slogan It is in Hindi, you know, because Baba speaks in Hindi. Baba says, as the picture, so the character. In Hindi it is, jaisa chitra, vaisa charitra. Chitra is picture, charitra, character. So as the picture in front of you, so will be your character. So what picture I have in front of me, or in my mind, or in my heart, this person, this one's weakness, that one's weakness. So what would be my stage? It can't ascend. And so Dadi said very beautifully that Baba did not see this or that. This is why Baba could see that future form. So unless I reach this stage of seeing my future form clearly, it is for sure that our stage cannot ascend. Because the aim brings the qualifications. If when you want to become, for example, a pilot or a cosmonaut or a doctor or a manager, you definitely keep that picture in front of you. I want to become that. Right? Without picture, that character, that quality cannot develop. And so therefore, it becomes important for us to see that every day I go on ascending and I don't look here and there. So the first quality of, or the first sign of age of ascension is that my senses should become cool. And second, along with that goes is that anyone who comes in my company, close to me, experiences that coolness, experiences that peace, that love, that purity. Again, I come to the same point that you have no responsibility. Your responsibility is to keep your stage good. What is good stage? That my senses are cool. Then responsibility of giving others peace, giving others purity, giving others love finishes, because they automatically get it when they come in contact with me. You understand the point? I don't have to give knowledge to give them experience of peace. They come close to me and they feel this. This is the sign of ascension. They feel purity. Their organs become cool. Their senses become cool. And if our senses go on creating mischief now, how can we teach others to control their senses? How can we fulfill this responsibility? How can we put on this crown of responsibility? We cannot. Because we are still slaves. A slave cannot liberate the other slave. The one who is liberated can liberate those who are in bondage. Right? So first of all, I have to be liberated from the slavery of my senses. Then I can liberate other souls. Then I can really, you know, say that I have put on this crown of responsibility. This is the first sign of ascending stage. The second sign, as Baba said today, if you are ascending, then anyone who comes in your contact will be benefited, spiritually benefited. There are some people whom you can't give knowledge, like your Laukik relations. If you try to give them knowledge in words, very rarely somebody would be ready to listen from you the knowledge in your relations. And there are some other people who are very arrogant. They think we know everything. They don't want to listen. But if I am on the ascending stage, then anyone who comes in contact and relation with me feels that spiritual benefit. Then you don't have to say them to listen the knowledge. They would themselves ask. There is a saying, they say that it is the thirsty person who has to go to the well, and not the well has to come to the thirsty person. So it should be actually they demand from us that we want to listen from you. But it is happening other way around. We try to convince them. Why? Because our stage is not that so elevated. So this is the second thing. And third thing, as was said, the detachment. But I would like to say it in other words. The more we are going higher, the lesser will be the pull towards the old world. What is old world? What is meant by old world? Old world means old nature and old sanskars. So if even now my old sanskars go on working again and again, means there is a pull towards them, means I am at a lower level. The higher I go, the lower, less is the pull down. So then, means there will be no complaint against our sanskars. Then we won't say what to do, such is my sanskar, such is my nature. This is the next sign. And one more sign I would like to say is that if I am really on the stage of ascension, then, you know, Baba says, you would be overcoming all the obstacles, just flying over them. No obstacle can stop you. And then there will be the experience of super sensuous joy. This is the sign of age of ascension. So therefore, now the question comes is, how to go in that stage? What are the methods to come to this stage? Baba says, only the right method brings success. Vidhi se siddhi hoti hai. Only the right method brings the success. So what is the right method to attain this success? That is success of ascending stage. For this, I would like to first of all talk about that why did we descend? No, for curing any disease, you need to know the causes of the disease and then the cure. You must have come across this question also by many people, when you explain to them that in golden and silver age, we do not do any wrong karma, we do not do any wrong actions, we are pure, we are viceless, we are virtuous, everything is fine there, we are peaceful, we are loveful, life is harmonious there. But then comes copper age and the path of sin begins. So naturally the question arises, if we did not do anything wrong in golden and silver age, why did we fall? Yes? Body consciousness. But from where body consciousness came? Because in golden and silver age we were in soul consciousness. Did it happen suddenly? Yes? Okay, so the causes of dissension are four. First of them is loss of strength. Because every action needs the consumption of some energy. And in golden age we have no source for getting the energy. We don't know Shiv Baba there. Every moment consumes some energy. Every action consumes some energy. So one of the reasons of coming down in copper age was gradual consumption of energy, so loss of our energy, the loss of strength. And we came in the stage of, you know, dissension in the sense that on the path of sin. Second, as was said, that because though we were soul conscious, but we had bodies, we were coming in connection with other bodily beings. So gradually, this consciousness of body began to dominate, and we became body conscious by the coming of copper age. Third was the consciousness of I and mine. Though in golden age, silver age, there was not this consciousness, but still, you know, Lakshmi and Narayan, for example, would say, so these are our children. Children would say, these are our parents. So one family, second family, third family, fourth family. So there will be, though there will not be this gross consciousness, my parents or your parents or my children or your children, but still there would be to some little extent, my parents, my mother, my father, my sister, my brother. And so this consciousness of mine began on growing and growing and growing, and by the coming of copper age, we were too much in this consciousness of I and my. And fourth is, our whatever we earned in the last confluence age, all earning were used up in golden and silver age, because in golden silver age we did not earn anything. We were eating from that what we had accumulated in confluence age. So, all earnings finished. So therefore, if we know the reason of fall, we can easily now understand the method to rise. So the first reason to fall was loss of strength. And therefore the method to rise would be accumulating the strength. Accumulate strength. Baba says, you children are accumulating the strength, means trying to increase your strength, but at the same time, there is leakage. And in the Murli of 26th February, Avyakt Murli of Sunday, Baba gave very good math, very good reason for this leakage. Baba said, this habit of going into expansion, habit of going into unnecessary expansion, it is because of this habit, there is a lot of wastage of time and wastage of thought energy. Why this, why that, how this, how that, what is this, what is that? And so Baba gave the method, change expansion into essence. Change your habit. Don't go into unnecessary expansion. Instead of why, say, what? Fly. We know this. Look, but we still, when the problems come, we say why. Instead of how, say, wow. Instead of how, say, like this. Not how, like this. Then you can say, wow. Yes? So, no unnecessary expansion. Baba even said, even too much expansion of knowledge and going only in the expansion of knowledge will not allow you to accumulate strength. For accumulating strength, you have to become embodiment of knowledge. And for becoming embodiment, you have to go in the essence of knowledge. Change expansion into essence. Then we will be able to accumulate the strength. Then Baba also said that train your intellect to work then and there where you wish it to work. Why intellect? Because intellect is the master of the mind. If intellect, you know, in bhakti, mind is compared to a horse and the intellect to the reins, the bridle of the horse. If I want to control the horse, I should learn how to hold the reins. So Baba said, train your intellect to go there where you want it to go. To think that what you want to think it. Then mind will listen to you. This is actually meant by the word man mana bhav. We all know that we want to take our intellect to Baba, our mind to Baba, but it does not go there, it goes somewhere else. Baba says man mana bhav. I would like to tell you that maybe some of you know that story. It is very, very inspiring. I like it very much. It's a story of King Janak. You might have heard it. They say that this King Janak wanted to learn the art of controlling his mind in 1 second. He invited all the scholars of his kingdom in his palace and gave them this question: teach me this art of controlling my mind in a second. And nobody on the basis of this knowledge of scriptures could teach him this art. So the king was very, very, you know, sad, disheartened, thinking, I have no scholar in my kingdom who could teach me this art. Then a very, you know, handicapped person, invalid person who could only crawl on the ground, came in his palace and said to him, wait, O king, I will teach you this art. But then he asked him, if I teach you this art, what will you give me? Because according to tradition, you have to give some offering to the guru, to the teacher, when he teaches you something. So this man asked him, if I teach you this art, what would you give me? He said, I am ready to give you my whole kingdom, but just teach me this art. But then this man said, I don't need your kingdom. But whatever I will ask you, would you give me? The king began to think and said, I am ready to give my whole kingdom. What else I can say? He said, but I don't want your kingdom. But I do want something from you. So would you give me? The king said, yes, I will give, if I have. The man said, you have. I want to ask you, will you give? The king began to think, what does this man ask me, this teacher? He said, think once again, would you give me? The king thought once again. There was a pause. And ultimately, because he was so fascinated to learn this art of controlling his mind, he said, whatever you ask, I will give you. And then this teacher said to him, give me your mind. And then again there was silence for a moment. And the teacher asked the king, have you given? Have you given? And the king thought and then said, yes, given. And after that, the teacher says, now this mind is no more yours. You can't think of your own. Think that what I say. Think that you are a soul. Think that you are a child of God. Think that you are peaceful. And then he asked, so, could you control? And that's it. This is what Baba says. Give your mind to me. think that what I say. Because if you have given your mind to me, it is no more yours. You have not been given the right to have wasteful thoughts. It's a sin. The thing to be given in trust, you know, you misuse it. Because it is not yours now. And so Baba says you have to train your intellect in this way. Give it a thought and say to it, go there. Be there. Sit here. Because where your intellect goes, there will go your mind. But if you don't train your intellect, then intellect runs here and there, and then mind is even more mischievous. Then you cannot accumulate strength because you are consuming, you are wasting your energy. Then 10 years, 15, 20, 25 years pass, but no power. Little situation happens and I am disturbed. Like Baba said, mimosa, touch me not. Little thing happens and I am disturbed, I am distressed, I am depressed. Why? Am I so weak? Why after so many years of listening knowledge, practicing yoga, I have no strength? Baba says, Gyan Bal, the power of knowledge, Yoga Bal, power of yoga. Where is my power? Where that power has gone? It has all leaked out. So this is why we do not ascend, you know. So what is needed is, we have to train our intellect. And we have to learn to change expansion into essence. Then we will be able to accumulate the strength. The second reason of fall is body consciousness. So naturally the solution, the cure is practice of soul consciousness. And again in that same Murli, Baba gave very good method. You have to make a timetable. Not only for your physical tasks, but for your spiritual practices. You have to do it like you observe a fast on the path of bhakti. I must practice avyakt stage at least for 1 hour a day, for example. I must practice soul consciousness for this much time, for so many times during the day. So Baba said, make a plan for a day, make a weekly plan, or a plan for a month, or plan for 6 months, whatever. But before you make the plan, have determination. Otherwise, all plans will become plain. They will be only plans on the paper. First of all, have determination, because only determination is the key to success. Determination, then plan, then practical, and then checking the result. And if something is lacking in the result, then change and move forward. This was the steps. Determination, plan, practical, checking, changing, and moving forward. So now, let us concentrate fully, sit straight, not half lying down, so that we 3 minutes really remember Baba. So these were the steps when Baba talked about making the timetable. So first have determination, faith in the self, that I will definitely reach this aim. Self-confidence, not only faith in Baba, but faith in your fortune, faith in your actions, faith in your efforts, faith in the self that I must attain this stage. I must reach this result, you know. And so when there is this faith, there is power. They say faith can move mountains. So make efforts with faith. And Baba also gave another beautiful method for this, said that every day, probably it is the easiest method, keep one slogan in front of you, in your awareness, like now or never. Like, success is my godly birthright. Or, whatever I will do, others will see and follow me. Any slogan. So we can make a list of the slogans for 7 days, for example. It's so easy. In the morning, read that. Contemplate on that. What does it mean? And be in that stage throughout the day. So easy. So Baba is giving different yuktis, different methods, so that we are able to really maintain our powerful stage. If we, for example, because of some situations, today I did not go higher, at least I should not come down. And Baba used to say, the highest stage is seed stage. For example, you are not able to maintain that seed stage for a long time, you come down, but you come down to angelic stage, don't come down to corporeal stage. Because if you come down at the lowest level, then you would need more efforts to go to the seed stage. But if you are in between, you will need less time, less efforts to reach that seed stage. So this is why Baba said, make this practice. It is not easy to remain in the seed stage throughout the day. But in avyakt stage, in angelic stage, it is possible if there is attention. In the stage of a karma yogi, it is possible. I am with Baba. You know, this is what we were asking Dadi yesterday, that when we do actions throughout the day, this, so many duties, so many things to be done, so sometimes there is physical tiredness, you know, body has some limits, and sometimes intellectual tiredness, because that also has limit. But our limit can grow if we are working, talking, conversing in the stage of a yogi. Otherwise our limits reduce. We did little bit and we are tired, we are exhausted. We can expand it. Baba has unlimited powers. We can also reach that stage gradually. But if we are doing everything in the stage of a yogi, yesterday I was seeing, I was coming with Dadi, and she knew that it is already 6:30 and all are waiting here. At that time, so many people came to meet her, take leave from her and so on. So on one hand, she wanted to, come here. She had this awareness. On the other hand, she did not forget that this person is going there, he has to be given toli, box for that center. This person is going there, he has to be given some gift. So this gift, this, not forgetting anything. Bring this box, bring that box, give this gift, give that gift, give toli to this person, give toli to that person. And at the same time, immediately finished it and says, okay, chalo, yes Sudha, let's go. So what are the questions you want to ask me today, Sudha said. This shift, quick shift. Why? Because doing actions in a detached stage. And if I get absorbed, engrossed in that action, I can't shift so quickly. My mind will be pulled towards that action for some time. Probably then, with some efforts, I will to make a shift from here to there. And Baba says you should be able to do it within a second, within a fraction of a second. Quick. Baba says, within a second, go to subtle world and I am there. Go to Paramdham, I am there. And not I am thinking, I am a soul. I am a point of light. Time is over and I am still thinking. So I should train my intellect in such a way. Then the third thing, third reason of fall was the consciousness of I and my. My this, my that, my friends, my relatives, my things, my home, my body, and so on. And now Baba says, you have to use the same words, I and my, but in different perspective. I am a soul, and only Baba is mine. Whenever you say I, don't forget you, the soul. This is actually a practice of soul consciousness. You know, then I am doing every action, I am speaking in that stage that I am loveful, I am peaceful. So my every word should be loveful. My every word should be peaceful. Then I say I am soul conscious. My movement, my actions, my sitting, my eating, my talking, peaceful. Because I am peaceful. Baba is mine. So Baba is mine. So if Baba is mine, then his qualities are mine, his virtues are mine, his treasures are mine. And I am using them and I am distributing them with a big heart. Then I go on rising. Because actually what I understand by rising is not only that I am contented with that, yes, I am ascending and I am rising in my stage, but in the eyes of God and in the eyes of people around me, I go on rising. People look at me with that vision. My stage goes on becoming higher. It's not that I have arrogance that my status, my position is higher. My stage. People look at me with that vision that this person is now at a very elevated stage. And they, after that, they won't like to involve me in, you know, ordinary matters. They will know that this is a very elevated person. So if you want to take his time, take it for something elevated, for something useful. They won't waste our time. So by elevating our stage, we become elevated in the eyes of everyone. Then we don't demand respect from them. They should respect us. But they would respect us if we are ascending. And the fourth thing is that the reason of fall was our earnings. What we earned in the last kalpa at the confluence age, it was all consumed. And so how can we earn now? Baba says, the more you give, the more you get. Means, in other words, serve, serve and serve. Go on serving. It is not just giving knowledge, but Baba said giving the donation of virtues is the biggest donation. Bringing somebody on the path of purity is the greatest charity. It is the greatest service of the soul. Making some soul connected to the Supreme Source, this is the greatest service. If I played with them virtue scope, or if I did the course on positive thinking, if I did the course on self-management, it's service. But Baba says, unless you have made them connected with me, you have not finished your task of service. Because it is ultimately Baba who will give, not I. Baba is the creator, not I. The creation should be connected to the creator. Only then the creation gets the inheritance. This is called service. So serve, serve and serve. With my stage, I serve with words, but when I speak the words, they should not be hollow words. They should come from within, from the heart. They should be full of experience. Only then they are effective. Otherwise, people will say, "Yeah, very good," and after that they forget. Yeah? So if I serve with words, if I serve with my body, you know, very important. Serving the yajna with my body, very, very important. Baba says, children, you do not have that much yoga that you can settle all your sinful accounts of the 63 births. Even with this body you have done so many wrong actions. Now, with this body do something good. Some of your karmic account will be settled. Serve, clean the floor, wash the utensils. Do something with your body. Use this body in God's service. Very important. Use your talents, your skills, your specialities, whatever the soul is left with, like a humble instrument of God. Use wealth without making a show for the service of humanity. Baba says, I don't need anything for me. And Brahma Baba says, I have also whatever I had, I gave to Shiv Baba. So neither Brahma Baba needs nor Shiv Baba. But whatever we do for the service of humanity. So service. Service is the way to earn. Because in rest cases, we are only getting, you know, knowledge Baba is giving us, you know, we are taking. Yoga, we are taking. In dharana virtues also we are taking. Service is giving. And Baba says the real getting is when you give. The more you give, the more you get. So therefore, we have to make our karma, our actions elevated. So that, you know, this term karma generally in the world is used as something negative, your karma. Karma is not only negative, karma is neutral. It can be elevated, it can be positive, it can be negative, anything. We have to make our karma so elevated so that we never have to suffer for our karma. So that nobody would say to us or think in this way, oh, such is your karma. So we have to make our actions very, very elevated. So this way, if we pay attention on these four points, that is accumulating strength for the practice of soul consciousness, making our timetable. Thirdly, changing the I and my into I, the soul and Baba mine. And fourth, my earning a lot of income by serving. Then we can go on ascending, and then we would be really able to fulfill that responsibility of maintaining our stage, making our stage powerful. And then we would be able to fulfill the responsibility of doing the world service. So this is called the age of ascension. So this is why, you know, Baba says, even if you remember one line, I am at confluence age. This is enough for the whole life. But the thing is to go in the depth of this line. What is confluence age? Yeah? So then we will go on ascending and ultimately we'll be able to create the new world, the golden age, heaven. Om Shanti. Yes, please. Yeah. So determination, you know, there was the point was that you need to make a plan or a timetable for the day or for a week, for a month. But before the plan, there is determination. So the five steps are determination, plan, and then third is practical, that is putting the plan into practical. And the fourth is checking the result of your practical actions. And if in checking you find something lacking after checking, then you need to bring the change, and this change will enable you to go ahead, to move forward. Yeah. You know, avyakta stage is like angelic stage. It is also the stage when you go beyond the consciousness of this gross body, but you have the awareness that your body is angelic, the body of light. You are moving, you are doing actions, but in an angelic form. Yeah? So you have this awareness, this body of light you have. But in soul conscious practice, you do not, think of like this, that you have a body of light or you have this physical body. You go beyond this consciousness. And you bring this qualities of the soul, the original virtues of the soul in your actions, you know. That is also soul consciousness. And even the higher stage of soul consciousness is which we call as seed stage. When you are beyond gross body and even the subtle body, angelic body, that is the stage of Paramdham. Little louder, please. My method. You know, because Baba has, you know, given me this fortune or this responsibility or whatever you may say, that to read the Murli in the class every day, I am since 30 years living in the center. And so my method of studying the Murli is that I study the Murli at least 3-4 times. You know, I read it in the evening and then after Amrit Vela, and then if there is possibility before the class and then in the class. And every time I read, my experience is that the depth goes on increasing. And sometimes I read, though only with me, you know, alone, but I read it louder. You know, when I read it little louder, so I am able to see sometimes even that what Baba has not said in words. You know, like the people say that read between the sentences. So I am able to find that also. So, and then I use different methods, you know. Sometimes I take one point and see what Baba has said about this point in today's Murli. Different things. Sometimes, you know, some different topics Baba gives for the sake of service. I note down that also. So different ways. But the only thing what I would like to say here is I have really love for study. I used to love my Laukic studies. I love my this study. So I have never been missing any class during these 38 years of knowledge. You know, never missed a class, neither in that university nor in this university. Yes, anybody else ask the question? Okay. So, thank you very much and all the best. Om Shanti.